Every Thursday, we turn to NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams to take us to Political Corner. Today, Juan and his guest discuss Karl Rove and the tumult in the White House and the 96th annual convention of the NAACP.
We're joined now by Tara Wall. She's the Republican Party spokeswoman, director of outreach communications for the Republican National Committee. Also with us, Dr. Ron Walters, professor of political science at the University of Maryland. Dr. Walters is an advisor to Reverend Jesse Jackson and his two campaigns for president. Tara, let's start with the controversy in Washington about Karl Rove. The argument has been made that he is the person who leaked the identity, maybe not the name, of the CIA operative as the White House went on the offensive against Joseph Wilson when he wrote a piece in the New York Times saying that there was no evidence that Iraq and Saddam Hussein were trying to obtain nuclear material from Niger.
Well, Juan, this is nothing but pure political partisanship at its best. I mean, Karl Rove has been an exceptional advisor to the president. And quite frankly, he was contacted by Cooper at Time magazine. The conversation started when they were talking about welfare reform and then shifted its way towards Wilson. And quite frankly, Karl Rove was trying to prevent Cooper from writing a false story based on false facts. He clarified the story by simply saying, because first of all, Wilson had a number of mistruths, saying that he was in Africa because of the vice president. The vice president sent him there, so he had to clarify that. And then we further find that Wilson has, you know, misrepresented himself in other ways. He misrepresented why he was over there. He misrepresented, in fact, his report that the Senate intelligence found was considerably flawed. So I think we need to look at what the real facts are here. And the fact is, Karl Rove did not break the law, and he has been nothing more than cooperative throughout this entire investigation.
Dr. Walters, now the contrary position would be Democrats are leaping on this, but most people don't even know what's going on, why this is a controversy. Why do Democrats see blood in the water with regard to Karl Rove?
Well, let's relocate the center of gravity here, Juan. This is not an issue between Democrats and Republicans. This is essentially an issue between the White House and the media. White House lied to the media. They said that Karl Rove was not involved. And it is the Washington Press Corps that feels like they have been lied to. Now, there is a pattern here of the White House trying to devalue bad news. So here we have Joe Wilson really very angry, rightfully angry, because his wife has been outed. Then the interesting thing, of course, is if Karl Rove didn't leak the name, you know, who leaked it? How far does this go?
Topic number two is the 96th annual convention of the NAACP in Milwaukee. At this convention, Julian Bond, who has a long history of a adversarial relationship with the White House, had some harsh things to say again about President Bush and the Republicans, especially their pursuit of the black vote. Ron Walters?
Juan, it's not just Julian Bond that's had a long adversarial relationship with the White House. Really, it's the whole civil rights community. Ever since sort of the far right has been in control of the political apparatus, the civil rights community has had a very tough time. Now, this convention is interesting because they don't have a CEO. Kwesi Mfumi is not there. Gordon is not taken over, won't take over.
This is Bruce Gordon, the Verizon executive who's been selected as the new CEO of the NAACP.
That's right. And he won't take over until August the 1st. So Julian Bond was front and center. He said that the administration, first of all, was still continuing to persecute the NAACP through the IRS when the NAACP had only exercised its First Amendment rights, and they would not back up.
And that was by criticizing the president at previous NAACP conventions.
That's right. No, criticizing the president's policies, and I think we ought to make a distinction here.
But, of course, that is political, Ron, and part of the protections that the IRS gives is for groups that don't engage in partisan politics.
No, it is political, but it is not partisan. If the NAACP had done that in the name of a political party, then we could call it partisan. What the White House has done is something really very inventive. They have interpreted any criticism of the administration as a partisan criticism.
That's certainly not true.
That's exactly what they've done.
The president welcomes criticism, and quite frankly, at the same time that Julian Bond is criticizing, He is welcoming, as you probably are aware, my boss and our chairman of the RNC, Ken Melman, to speak at the NAACP convention, which he is speaking at that convention today. So there will be a Republican representation at the NAACP, and I think his speech will be very refreshing.
Well, meanwhile, the president has chosen to go instead of going to the NAACP, the Indiana Black Expo. And many people think that this is kind of weird.
The
president has been very selective about sort of going around the largest and the oldest civil rights organization in the country.
You know, the Black Expo highlights many businesses and organizations that are promoting economic prosperity, the same type of thing that the new chair that's coming into the NAACP is also championing. And I applaud that, absolutely. And I think that's the direction we should go.
Well, I'm going to let you two settle this issue off air. But I want to say thank you very much to Dr. Ron Walters, professor of political science at the University of Maryland, and thanks to Tara Wall, who's a Republican Party spokeswoman, her official title, Director of Outreach Communications for the Republican National Committee.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you, Juan.
Join us every Thursday for Juan Williams and our Washington Insiders right here on our Political Corner.